we continue with these long dapim at the end of Masechet Sota. Today we're going to do daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph of Masechet Sota, and we are holding at the very bottom of the page at the two dots, and the Gemara explains the psukim. The pasuk tells us, "This is the time that the Elisha caused the bears to attack the children." So the Gemara says, "Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Nes v'Chad Amar Nes b'Toch Nes." There was a machlokus whether it was a single Nes or was two Nesim. Mandi Amar Nes Ya'ar Hava Dubim Lohavu. The one that says that it was one miracle, there was a forest there. There just weren't bears, so the miracle was that bears appeared. Mandi Amar Nes b'Toch Nes Lo Ya'ar Hava v'Lo Dubim Havu. That there was neither a forest nor bears, so a forest was created out of nowhere, and then bears came out of the forest. So the Gemara asks, in order for this nes to happen, all they really needed was bears. You didn't really need a forest, so why does the Amora assume that it was a nes betoch nes, that there was a forest created? So Gemara says, to be iti, because the bears are afraid to start up with people if there's not somewhere to run to. So there needed to be, as part of the miracle of having bears attack children, there needed to be a place that the bears can escape to, and that is to the forest. Because of the 42 Karbanos that Balak brought, so there were 42 children that were attacked, and these are 42 children. That was his schar for his karbanos. Any I frak the Gemara, is that really true that that's the schar of Balak? Don't we know that you're supposed to learn Torah and do mitzvahs even shalol lishma, because it will lead you to doing it lishma? And the raya is shebischar Abraham Mishnayim karbanos shikar Balak Melech Moav zachs of yatsim menu rus yatsim menu shlomo shekasa ba elef alos yala shlomo. That Balak's reward was that Shlomo descended from him. V'am Rabbi Yossi ben Choni, Rus bito shel Eglon beno shel Balak Isa. Rus was the daughter of Eglon, who was the son of Balak. So you see, the schar of Balak was that Rus and David and Shlomo descended from him. So says Gemara, Tavaso mi l'kol lahava. But Balak wanted to effect some sort of curse. So in order to give him a proper reward for what he was actually trying to do, there had to be some sort of curse. Had to be something terrible that happened to the Jewish people. So now the Gemara explains. Vayomer anshei ha'ir al Elisha. The people of Yericho said to Elisha, "Hinena Moshe v'ir tov kasher Adoni roeh." So v'chemiacha demayim ra'im ve'aretz misakelas alamato vasa. Well, if they then went on to say, "But the water is bad and the eretz is mishakelas," so that which is the water is what provides life to a person, so, and the land is bad. So then, what's so good about the land? So Amar Rabbi Chanan chein makom al yoshvav. That's just the way things work. People always love their old neighborhood, even if their old neighborhood is a horrible place. Amar b'yochlan shlosha chinos hein. There are three things that just have a certain chein, a certain way that people have a comfort level with it, a nostalgia, a longing, a loving for it. Chein makom al yoshav, a neighborhood for people who live there. Chein isha al baila, a woman to her husband. Chein mekach al mekcho, and something that a person buys, a person feels a closeness to it because he gave up of himself for it. Tan Rabbanan, Shlosha Chala and Chala Elisha. Elisha got sick three times. Echot Shegira Dubim B'tinokos. One for the punishment for causing those bears to attack those kids. Vechot Shedchafa L'Gechazi B'shtei Yadayim. And the second one because he rejected Gechazi in full force with two hands. Ve'echot Shemespo. And then he had this illness from which he died. So how do I know that Elisha had three illnesses? Shemar V'Elisha Chala Eschalyo Asher Yamuspo. So we darshan Chala is one illness. Chalyo is a second illness. And Asher Yamuspo is the third illness. So we see from this Gechazi story that a person should always have only his left hand pushing away, but his right hand should be drawing people close. Not like Elisha, who rejected Gechazi with two hands, nor like Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, who rejected one of his Talmidim, and this of course is a reference to Yashka, with two hands. Elisha Mayhi. So what's the story with Elisha that he rejected Gehazi? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says Vayomanam and Holokach Kikarim Uksiv Vayomrei Lo Libi Halach Kasher Afach Ishmael Merkavtul Dekrasecha Ha'is Lakachas Esakesav Lakachas Begadim V'Zeisim Uchram V'Tzon Uvakar V'Avadim Ushvachos. So Mishakol Kulei Hay, did Gehazi take all eight of these things that the Torah, the pasuk lists? It says that Kesav Ugadim Udeshakil, that he only took Kesav and Begadim. So Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Boso Shah Hay Elisha Osek B'Shmo. Shmona Shratzim. No, Elisha was learning Perek Shmona Shratzim at that time. Amr lo, and he said to Gehazi, Rasha, Higia is little schar Shmona Shratzim. You should take the schar of all of your Torah, of the learning that we do in this world. And it was a remez that Elisha was telling him by mentioning these eight things. So that's why he listed eight things, even though there weren't really eight things that Gehazi took, because he was saying that you should get all of the schar of your learning in this world. And he was merames to perek shmona shratzim by just giving a list of eight items. So that was him rejecting Gehazi b'shtei adayim without leaving him any path of tshuva. So v'tzaras naman tidbak b'cho v'zarach aliyolam, and the tzaras of Naman should connect itself to you and your children forever. And there were four men that were Mitzrayim. When the Navi refers to the four Mitzrayim, it's a reference to Gehazi and his three sons. So now the Gemara discusses what caused Elisha to reject Gehazi so strongly. That Elisha went to try to get Gehazi to do tshuva, v'lo chazar, but he did not come back. Amar lo, chazor b'cha, he said, do tshuva. Amar lo, Gehazi said, kach mekublani mimcha, kol mi shechata vechti yasar, I mean, must be able to lasso tshuva. You're the one that taught me that someone who's machti the rabbim is unable to do tshuva. So my avid, what did Gehazi do that he was machti the rabbim, that he thinks he can't do tshuva? Ikeda amri evin shuavas talalo lechata siravam, that some say that he had some sort of magnet that he hung on over the egel that Yeravam made to make it look like Hamido Bein Shemayim La'aretz, to make the egel that Yeravam built look like it was levitating between heaven and earth, and it had like some godly qualities. So that was causing people to follow that egel. The Ikeda Amri Shem Chakak La Apuma, and some say he wrote a Shem Kodesh on the mouth of the egel of Yeravam Vaisa Omeres, and that caused the egel to say Anochi V'lo Yelcha, as if it itself were a god. V'Ikeda Amri Rabbanan Dacham Mikamei, and some say that Gehazi prevented Talmidim from learning by Elisha. Tuchsiv, because it says that after Elisha rejected Gehazi, Ve'yamru b'nei Anavim el Elisha, Hine na makom asher nachnu yoshim sham lefanecha tsar mimenu meklal dadi idna lo avadachik, because apparently after Gehazi was rejected, they said that there wasn't enough room in Elisha's yeshiva anymore. Sounds like up until that point, space was not an issue, because Gehazi was keeping all these people out of the yeshiva, and that's not right at all. So Rabbi Shua ben Prachya Maihi. So the Gemara explains, what is the story of Rabbi Shua ben Prachya? So this part of the Gemara is added in, meaning it was taken out actually. We're going to read it, but it was taken out and was added in later. We added it back in with the Chisronos Hashas. It was taken out for obvious reasons. It's telling the story of Yashka. So Kedava Kakotel Yanei Malka the Rabbanan. When Yanei Melech killed who was one of the Malchi Hashmonaim, killed the Rabbanan, Shimon ben Shetach Atminu Achasei. Shimon ben Shetach was saved by his sister Shlom Tzion Malka, and she was spared, and he was spared. Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya Azal Arak L'Alexandra Shel Mitzrayim. Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya went and fled to Alexandria, Kiav Shlama, and when Yanai Melech made Shalom with the Chachamim, Shalach, the story is in the beginning of Bava Basra, the rest of the story, but Shalach Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Yeshua ben Prachya, Mini Yerushalayim Yer Kodosh, Loch Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, Achosi Bali, Shori B'Sochech, Vani Yosheva Shomema. So Amar, so Yeshua ben Prachya said, Shema Mina, Havalei Shalma. From that message, he understood that Yanai wasn't going after the Chachamim anymore, and he could return to Yerushalayim. So Kiyasa, when Yerushua ben Prachya came to Yerushalayim Mikalush Biza, he went to a certain inn to stay at, Kam Kamei B'Yakra Shapir, and the Achsanya treated him with proper kavod, Avdila Yakra Tuba. They did a lot of great honor to him. They gave him great kavod. Yosef Kamishtabeach. So Yerushua ben Prachya was saying, Kamana Achsanya Zu. Wow, they're being so nice. It's 5-star accommodations. Amalei Echon Mitalmidav. So Yashka says, one of his Talmidim, who turned out to be Yeshua Notzri, said, Rebbe, why are you being so complimentary? Einecha Terutos, that the eyes of the hostess are funny looking. She has round eyes. They're not oval or whatever shape eyes are supposed to be. They're round. So that, how can you say that it's so nice? Amelo Rasha Bekacha Tosik. That's what you're looking at. You're looking at an Ashes Ish. Apik Arba Mea Shipuri. So he took out 400 shofaros, meaning it really means he hired 400 people to make announcements. Vishamte, that this Talmud was put into a Nidui, into a Cherim. Kol Yoma Asal Kamesa. Every day that Talmud came to Rabbi Shub and Prachya to try to ask for Mechila to be taken out of the Cherim Velo Kible. And Rabbi Shub and Prachya did not accept it. Yomachad Avakari Kriyashma. One day Rabbi Shub was saying Kriyashma Asal Kame, and that Talmud came to him again to ask for Mechila. Hava Bedaite Lekabule. And Rabbi Shub and Prachya was ready. He was ready to finally accept him. Achvile Biyade. But he made a gesture with his hand to say, you know, as if to say, wait a minute, because I'm saying Kriyashma right now. Savar Minchadachile. But the Talmud misunderstood the gesture, and he thought he was being rejected. Azul Zakov Lubinsa Palcha. So he went up to he erected a brick and he made an avod zar out of it. Amrlei Rabbi Shua said Chazor b'cha do tshuva. Amrlei Kach mukublani mimcha. I already have a kabbalah from you. Kalachotei machtes ram minim speaking beyond the last tshuva. Anyone who sins and causes others to sin is not able to do tshuva. Amar kishev vihisis vidiach vehechtias Israel. That Talmud was mechashef and mesis and madiach and caused the Jewish people to sin. So that's why the Gemara says from these examples we see it's very important not to be docha b'shtei yadayim, because a lot of damage can be done when you do so. So once we mention this brisa that you should always have small docha yamin makareves, the Gemara brings a brisa that tells us things that you have to be very careful about. Tanya b'shimon lozer omer yetzer tinok v'isha te small docha v'yamin makareves the yetzer hara of tashmish and how you treat children, how you treat a woman, you should always be careful that it's only the left hand that pushes away, but the right hand that draws close. You shouldn't push away the Yetzer Hara entirely. You shouldn't push away a child or a woman entirely, because if a person were to push away the Yetzer Hara entirely, then he's not going to fulfill Puruvu. Okay, new Mishnah. So this Mishnah is going to discuss the din of an Egla. If you find the Horeg and then you you find the murderer who killed this guy, and now you don't need to do the Arifa of the Egla, and also how much, what's the Geder exactly of the knowledge that it says in Parshat Galarufa of Lo Noda Mihikahu. When is it considered like a Yediyah, that you have enough Yediyah, you have enough knowledge that you're not going to be Oref and Egla? And we talk about the Bittul of Egla Arufa and other things of Yeridas Hadoros, or either because of Gezeres Chachamim or something like that. So Nimtza Horeg of Ad Shelo Nerfa Egla. Let's say you find the murderer before you do the procedure of Egla Arufa. So what do you do with the animal now? Teitze V'tira Be'eder. Let it go out and graze in the fields, and but if you find the murderer only after you did the Egla Rufa, you bury it on the spot, it's Asabana, because it is an Egla Rufa, even though now you found the murderer, because the whole purpose of bringing it in the first place was only Al HaSafik, so it's still a full-fledged Egla Rufa. So now the suffix is mechupar and it went on its way. So if you do the arifa and then you find the murderer, Hareze Yeharig. So the murderer is not pater, he's still chayiv misa for what he did. Let's say one witness says, I saw the murderer. Another eight says, no, you didn't. Or a woman says, I saw. Another woman says, no, you didn't. Hayorfin, they would still do the Egla Rufa, because since there's hachasha on the aid, he's not believed, and we still consider it a suffix. But what happens if Eidachar Omer Re'isa? Obviously, if one aid says, I saw two aidim contradict him and say, no, you didn't, so then that's still an Egla Rufa situation, obviously, because the one aid is now contradicted by two aidim. What if two people are both pasul aidus? Say, we saw the horeg. And one pasul said, no, you didn't. Then they wouldn't do the Egla Rufa, because now we know who killed him, even though he's not here right now. Misha Rabbah Rotzkin Bata Agla Rufa, when there became too many murderers, so they stopped doing the Agla Rufa. Mishaba Eliezer ben Dinai Uschina, when these two Rotzkin that were well known in their time came, Ben Prisha, Schina Ben Prisha Hianikra, Chazru Lakroso Ben Haratzchan, that originally they called him Ben Prisha, and then they called him Ben Haratzchan because he was a Rotzeach, so they gave him a nickname for a murderer, right? Jack the Ripper was only Jack the Ripper because he was a murderer. It wasn't what his mother called him, or whatever, you know, Son of Sam, I don't know, whatever the different murderers. So they get certain nicknames for being murderers. Misharabu Amanaf and Pascha Mayim Amarim, when there were too many people committing adultery, so the Mayim Amarim, the Mesota, stopped working. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai have seeked, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai put a stop to them. Shnemar, lo efkod, we're not able to be bodek women anymore. Albino Sechem, kisiz nena valkol Sechem, kisnafena, ki heim, because we say that the husbands are not innocent either, and we learn from this pasuk that ba'avon banav ubenosav v'kalosav, so the water is not going to be bodek the wife anymore. Mishemes Yosef ben Yosef shade of Yosef ben Yehuda ish Yerushalayim patru eshkalos. When these two people died, these two holy tanaim died, we no longer had people that had all of the midos and all of the chachmos that had everything. Shnemar ein eshkal lechol bakura ivsa nafshi. Yochanan Kohen Gadol heavier hodayas meiser, that the vidui meiser that they used to say when they would bring the meisros to the Beis Hamikdash at the time of Biur Maestros, in the end of the third and sixth years of the Shemitah cycles, of the Shemitah cycle, so when Ezra Sofer came from Bavel and Levim didn't follow him, he made a knas against them that they're not going to get Maestro Rishon anymore, so you don't give it Kitikuno anymore, like it says in the Torah, to give the Maestro to a Levi, so you're not allowed to say the Nusach of the Vidwa, you can't say Nasat of the Levi, so that's why they stopped the Vidwa Maestros. Afhu Batal Sama Orin, and Yochanan Kohen Gadol also stopped. The Levim used to say every day the Shir of the Korban, and they would say, Ura Lama Sishan, wake up, why do you sleep? So, does God sleep? So he's Mevatel that. Ve'esa Nokvin, and they used to be, they used to hit a calf that was used as a Korban between its horns to get a little blood in its eyes so that it wouldn't put up too much of a fight when you were trying to shecht it. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol was stopped that minig as well. Ad Yamav, until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, hayapatish makab Yerushalayim ubiyamav ein sarich lishol al demai. You could hear the hammer banging in Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed because they would do malachas davar avid in Chol HaMoed, but he stopped that from happening. And also, you didn't have to ask about demai if someone took maisos or not, because he was misakin that everyone who buys from Nama Aretz has to take maisos. So those are the things that changed in the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up at the Gemara, two lines from the top, next time.